Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life after Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And it is a beautiful Monday. Yes, this is. The show is an hour earlier than usual. We had definitely make sure we get it in. And definitely glad to, you know, do the show. You know, usually on Mondays, it is hot after dust on Life After Dust. And, hey, we'll talk about a couple of hot after dust stories as well. But today, we actually got, we're going to make up for last week. We were going to have my boy Picture Perfect on. And we're actually going to have one today. So, big ups to that. Very glad to support him. He's just been one of the big monumental things and a lot of stuff is going on with me, and very glad just have him in the building and whatnot. So he'll be on here in a few. And we're kind of, you know, as well, too, the fun thing is, since he is here on Hot After Dust Day, we'll also get to talk about some of the crazy stories for the day, too. So it's always fun when the guests come on that day because they know they get to It's a roast with me. So, there you go. And today, on today's song of the day is going to be by CSB, is Mr. Cirk. Those of y'all in Dallas, a lot of Dallas people know that song already, which is inspired by some dudes over in at Club Cirk, and this is dance that goes with it too and everything. So, most definitely big ups to it, to the movement that's going on over there. And, yeah, man, definitely going to play that. So for those of y'all that haven't heard it, you're here today. And there you go. So what we're going to do, we're going to go tell you what the story is going to be about today. I'm not going to give you the full details yet, but just to fill you in. All right, so the story is going to cover today. We got them talking about, like talking about Beyonce about to be, you know, of course, we're talking about Beyonce being a mom and whatnot. And wow, she's, you know, like, definitely big ups to, that's the case, her and Jay-Z, if they have some kids, big ups to them. And I know one thing, man, Beyonce, I hope you find a way to keep working around, still have a nice body, because I know that's one of the things that everyone is so, has always bid you up for. Another big story we're going to talk about is, wow, Kevin Hart. It's a funny. It's actually a very funny story. It's not really a hot mess for a person, but it's pretty funny. And then we're also going to talk about these pictures of Erykah Badu too, which I love Erykah Badu, but wow, we're going to see what they're talking about media takeout. It looks like it's a hot mess, but we'll find out. We'll find out. So we'll go ahead and go to the phone line because that's my boy Picture Perfect right now. Let's go to it. You are Life at the Dusk with your boy Sadie J. I think this is Picture Perfect. What's up?
What it do, man? What it do?
Nothing much, man. What's up?
Man, just chilling, man. Just living life, man. It's just so damn hot out here in Dallas, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's crazy. Like, we keep the air on extra cold here. It feels like the Arctic in here. And as soon as I got there, I start crying all over again.
And sometimes you just got to open up the fridge and let it get cool.
For real, man. Shoot, walking around with ice all day.
Yeah.
But, man, first off, man, I want to just thank you for a lot of things, man. First off, thank you for coming to the show. And, man, you've been monumental on a lot of great things that happened with me as well. And first off, we'll talk about, well, one of the biggest I want to start is how I actually got encountered with you. And that was the very first time I actually ran into you and some of your work was when it was, I can't remember what the event was. It's in the back of my head, but I remember where it was at.
Me,
it was at DVA.
To me, it seems like, yeah, DVA, the Halloween party you had on the X-Men.
Oh, you know what? That was before the nerd glasses. It surely was. I keep forgetting that was before the nerd glasses.
I think that was the first picture I took of you.
Oh, yeah. He took, yes, the blur. Oh, my God. See, I told you, people see, some people already see the different superheroes. They don't see the past one. Told y'all that every year your boy is always a superhero. So, yeah, actually, I have to not think about it. Yeah, I'm about to say the nerd glasses picture was, but no, you're right, the Wolverine picture was first.
Yeah.
And you just have a way of, you know, well, one of the things that's good about what you do is, you know, of course, a lot of people know you for doing the club pictures and whatnot, man, but.
Right.
You do the photo shoots, man. I'm telling people that don't know, man, it's a whole other world when you do them photo shoots.
Yeah, that's true. Because, I mean, in the club, it's one whole thing. Like, I mean, you got all the people in there. You're trying to get the whole atmosphere of the club. But when you start doing photo shoots, I mean, you have to focus on one thing. You have to focus on the subject and the subject only. Because without the subject, you have no picture.
Most definitely. And one of the things I'm going to touch on, too, is, like, one of the things I liked about what you did, and kind of just break down how you do that in all your photo shoots, is, you know, concept. Like, you do this thing like this very abstract, you tell someone this abstract thing, you're like, okay, let me see where he's going with this. And one of the things you did with mine was, you had me go in front of a small tree and then go in front of a big tree.
Right.
And what you were saying, that was symbolizing growth. And I wasn't even thinking that. I was like, you took it much more to a science than just doing photography.
Right. Because, like, when I did your photo shoot, I mean, the photo shoot, when we do it, it's going to be an experience because, like, if you can't remember what we did and you don't have anything to take from that, because, like, for instance, when I laid down on the ground and I was trying to get this one shot from real down low, and I stood up and I had all those stickers on my pants. And I mean, you can sit back and you can laugh about that because that visual in your mind is there because you remember that. And that's all I'm really trying to do is really just make memories.
Well, it definitely is. You know, like I said, like, we very first started with the nerd pictures, because of the club pictures. And one of the big ones you did was, I was like, dang, it ended up being on an All-Star flyer. I was like, what the heck? Is there people using this picture? I was like, okay.
Which picture was
so
that?
It was pretty crazy. It was one of the first ones you did after my Wolverine picture. It was when I had the little white hat on and the nerd glasses and the little funnel shirt and whatnot.
With the suspenders?
I don't know if I had suspenders on or not. I can't remember. But it was I had my little nerd swag on as usual, and it was definitely crazy, man. Like I was like, dang, someone ended up using that on the one of the All Star parties, you know, they ended up using that for where they did that one of the All Star parties in the host, and I was like, okay, so a lot of people every time they see that picture, a lot of people say, oh, it's a kid that did, you know. And you know, that symbolizes too. That picture, and the other reason why I'm always like so proud of that picture, because that symbolizes in a sense how some of the weight I've lost between the past years and whatnot up to now.
Yeah, you did tell me about that.
So yeah, to me too, it actually holds a real personal thing with me too.
Yeah. That's just all I'm trying to do, man. Give you these memories because I mean, just like you were talking about your weight. I mean, I got out of high school, I was 350. I mean, since high school, I mean, shit, I'm down to, 250 now? So, I mean, people don't even believe it, but they see it when they see it, you know?
Right. All right, I remember when you first told me, it was like, you know, a lot of people were like, dang, man, for real? You know, it is always crazy, man. You know, when you make those transitions, and that's why sometimes I tell people, it just at the end of the day, if you want, I mean, be happy with who you are, but
right.
If you're going to sit there and make, if you're going to whine about it, do something about it.
Right.
I can't stand people, I'm so big, but they don't want to do nothing. I just understand that. It makes me upset because I hate seeing people feel like that.
Yeah, and I can't stand it either, man.
But, man, most definitely, okay, so another big point we'll definitely make is the fact that, you know, a lot, like, of course, a lot of people know you for like I said, back again, to the club pictures and whatnot, in the photo shoots. Now,
right.
One point I want to make to everybody is, I understand, like, to me, it is cool. I mean, no, you ever say the best things in life are free. To the extent that sounds good, but there's something about when you pay for something.
Yeah.
You just, both parties tend to respect it more because that person, when you invest your money into that person, you're saying, I believe in the moon you got going on. And then when you, you know, vice versa, when you do that, you kind of, you know, you also have this saying, okay, I take pride. You end up taking more pride in what you have when you spend money on it,
right?
Or even more so, spend more because some people, it's not even money. They don't want to put the time into doing the stuff. They like, I just want you to hand it to me. I don't want to do no favors or nothing. It's like, what the heck,
man?
Well, and you've been doing this for 3 years, correct?
3 years, going on before in January.
Okay.
So to touch base on that with the free things that you're just speaking of, I mean, when I first started doing photography, my whole first year, the whole 2008, I did all free work. So I took a loss to get a gain, to get ahead. And I mean, right now, I mean, I really don't want to do anything free. The only thing free I'll do is maybe for my mom or somebody. But I mean, my mom's will still pay me. So if my mom is gonna pay me, then yeah, there's no free stuff going around. Yeah.
I mean, that's why I laugh at too sometimes. Is, you know, you've been in the game for 3 years, and I think
right.
And pretty much especially the quality of work you do. I can see if it was just some plain, dry type stuff, the quality of work you do, it demands a monetary value.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not willing to put any kind of investment into your own well-being, as far as you say you want these pictures, but you want them for free. So what if I gave you some pictures that you didn't want, but then you complain because I gave you some bad pictures, but the pictures were free. But you still got your pictures, though. So if you're going to invest, if you're going to invest money, you're going to get the quality. You're going to get the time and the work out of it. So that's real big. Invest in yourself, and you will be greater.
Right. So, because I laugh myself too when I do stuff, and people be like, "Oh, man, what you do? Do this? Are you gonna do this?" Or blah blah blah. Yeah, I mean, and then they don't really take pride in it. Like you say, it's just it's craziness. But so you got people got to be, they got to take more accountability. All right. So we'll go to a quick song break, and then we'll come back to you, ask you a couple more questions.
All right. That's cool.
All right, here we go. This is CSB, Mr. Sun.
I think this is
just
not
for
that. Like Mr. Sun. Like Mr. Sun. Like Mr. Sun.
Hands on your head, and show them something.
Girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with Steady J.
All right, we're back in the building, and we got my boy Picture Perfect in the building.
Me.
Man. And we got some crap, man. Speak. I'm going to touch on these quick stories for the day. Oh, my God. Hey, y'all need, I don't know, man. Speaking is crazy. A lot of this has to do with pictures, too, ironically. Y'all went to go see for yourselves. I looked at with the media takeout. Looked at the Beyonce picture, and them saying that, you know, showing the picture of her being pregnant and whatnot, and when she was performing, I don't know. I got to see Beyonce say it confirmed that first, because, I mean, I don't know, man. Sometimes me and take out, y'all lose the wind on some stuff. Y'all be having them fake pictures pop up. So we'll see if that's the case, man. That is the case. Dang, Beyonce, you showing pretty hard, man. And shout out to the picture of Kevin Hart's tweet. Apparently, he blew all $40,000. That was the BET award check he got in gambling in Vegas. He blew it all. He didn't win none of it back. None of that. It was crazy. Like, a lot in recording this is saying that someone was trying to. It was still like, he was still in the casino, still trying to win his money back around 3 a.m. And because he was so upset, he didn't want to talk to anybody. He didn't want to take any pictures or sign any autographs. So, dude, $40,000, man. I'm telling y'all, man, that's what amazes me, man. Like, people are always looking for money, this, that, and the other. When people are sitting around in the casino throwing $40,000, man, I just don't understand that kind of stuff. Oh, man. So, big up for that. All right, so, man, back to my boy Picture Perfect, man. What's your thought process on that, man, as far as Kevin Hart blowing $40,000 in the casino, man?
I mean, if you got it, I mean, you can do things like that if you got it, but as far as I think I'd buy me a new camera or something. That's crazy.
Well, he could have came and donated to the Picture Perfect Fund, man. What is he doing, man? Oh, man. But another great thing I want to talk about too is, and big you up for it, is you actually took the time out. I mean, you were actually very first photographer to join the Dust Spot, and that was pretty monumental in itself. And that meant to me, man, it just, you know, you've always been there, you always supported everything I had going on, and I always tell people that, like, a lot of people think, oh, I'm so big and hot, I don't need to support anyone if I don't feel like doing it or whatnot. And you did it, man. I mean, heck, in a sense, it's not like you needed to. That's what I always tell people. The best thing you do is don't do something when you need to. Do it because you want to. Because when people need to, they don't necessarily hold up doing, you know, showing love like they do. But like, when you want to, you do it real big. So, some of the pictures you put on there was actually from Shop Padre, man. And you know, tell you the truth, I have never been to this. I haven't been to South Friday since I was in fifth grade, so I haven't been doing those spring breaks, man. How was the atmosphere out there, especially when you taking pictures and stuff?
In Padre, well, it's hard to even try and take pictures in Padre. I mean, Padre is Padre. Everybody's drinking, and I mean, you wake up drinking, you go to sleep drinking, wake back up drinking. I mean, and I remember there was one time where He, my couple other buddies, DJ Dupree, Campus Kings DJ, ANT the MC. We were walking through the middle of the whole crowd on the beach, on Coca-Cola Beach in Padre, and just out of nowhere, everybody just starts shaking up beer cans and just spraying beer everywhere. I mean, people start throwing beer cans, and the number one thing I did was cover up my camera. I put my camera underneath my shirt and tried to stick it inside my bag and everything, but it was one of the most crazy experiences you'll probably have next to going somewhere like Cancun or something. But yeah, Padre is a great place, man. You got to come.
I know. Every time, that's always like my work hard week. I hate doing that to myself, but I'm ended up going. I'm probably trying to go this coming year because I always, the relays, man, it's hard to I always go to the relay. I always think which one I'm going to go to. I'm going to try to go to both of the stages now. Because if not, the Texas relays, wow. I always have a great time if I go there.
See, I've yet to go to Texas relays.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling man, y'all wanna see a lot of black people at one spot besides when that Padre go to Texas relays. It is crazy. You can't even move. You really can't. It's like you try to move, get in the car and try to go anywhere. You're pretty much going to be stuck if you're anywhere near the downtown area.
That's crazy.
So, all right. So, man, as far as, like, any big projects you got coming up as far as we're Picture Perfect, let us know, man. Show everyone a whole game.
Well, for the rest of July, I got a Beat the Heat special. So, $100 photo shoots. Do whatever you want to do. I mean, be cars, kids, dogs, flowers. Let me take pictures of sticks. I'll take pictures of sticks. I mean, just whatever. But I know two big parties that we got coming up is, Lifestyle Beach 2. It's going to be September 4th at Yucatan Beach Club in Dallas, in Carrollton. And then for October 1st, we got the Latex 2011, and that's for Grambling and Prairie View weekend, and that's going to be, that's going to be Padre big. I hope it's Padre big.
Yeah, I saw one of the big things on that you took a picture of last year. I forget what the exact number of people it was. But y'all were saying like everyone in the club was doing the walk around, was walking around the club to
the Latex
Prince Leans. Yeah, that was crazy.
Last year was insane. We had Wideframe came out. I mean, Campus Kings DJs wrecked it. Then some of the Go DJs were there. Frosty DJ? And then who was there? We had Young T came out, Trilly, Prince Rick, Fifth Floor came out. Who else? I mean, my mind blanks me sometimes, but White Boy Boogie was there, Mr. Circ was there. Man, B. Hamp shut it down. Man, it was crazy. But I think we did about 5,000 plus people inside the convention center, so we're going to try and go for 30,000 this year.
Y'all are trying to do a Padre V. All right, that's the number, man. You said the exact number, go. It's going to be pretty crazy. So, y'all heard him. He said 30,000, man. Y'all heard him.
That's what we want to do. I mean, the convention center can't hold that many people, but it'd be great if we could have like 20,000 people outside just standing waiting to get in, but they can't get in.
Yeah, it is always. That's when you know that the party, what you're doing is really live. When you got, as much as I hate to be the person on the other side that's in the line, when you got a line outside your event, it just shows a lot. To me, it's just crazy, man.
You've been to Club Pure on Fridays?
Yes, I have. I have, yes, sir.
You have lines outside events. Yeah, that's. every Friday, man. Just got to get there early, real early. Like, you got to start camping there 4 a.m. the previous day and just wait.
Well, as you may come to a close, man, they went on a lot of websites for you as far as to check you out and whatnot.
I'm a photography stuff is on Facebook since that seems to be the main go-to place that everybody has. My website is being built as we speak. So look for picturepurpose.com. So that will be out within by September. So check me out.
All right, big up to that, man. And like, yeah, I'm looking at stuff now. This is what this man sees all the time. People are on the page like, dang, where them pictures at? Where them pictures? So, hey, in the day, man, y'all support him. If you ever need a photographer that is in Dallas and you want someone that is pretty, you want to support someone that's young and up and coming, definitely support this dude. He has he's very reasonable in his prices, and he works your whole life. So, hey. You know, you enjoy his club pics, and you want some photo shoots. You need to get behind them and spend some money. All right. So that being said, well, once again, I want to thank you for coming through, man.
Oh, man, it's nothing. It's always a pleasure when I get to talk to you, man.
Oh, definitely. So y'all know y'all can. Anytime y'all miss any parts of the shows, y'all can go to iTunes. Go to iTunes.com or wherever. I forget. Just go to iTunes. Go to iTunes, type in Life After Dusk Live, and actually look for Mr. Picture Perfect. That's P-I-K-T-U-R-E, P-E-R-F-E-K-T. And you can find the episode there. Enjoy it as much as you want to. And it's free. So, hey, it's free. Why not download and enjoy it? And that being said, y'all definitely support this brother once again. And also check out the Dusk Spot at duskspots.com. So that being said, and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a picture perfect, or where there's a you, to God there is a way. Y'all tune to another episode of Life at the Dusk, and tomorrow begins magazine week, so shout out to Midwest Flavors magazine will be through on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we're going to have the Wave magazine, who is the official magazine of Dust Spot, and then also big ups to One Entertainment magazine will be there on Thursday. So big ups to everybody. And in the words of Chris Brown, deuces.